How to Be a Hero by Kat Weldon. Read by Saffron Coomber. Chapter 1. The Cup of Crud.
Tonight, we feast. Tomorrow, we fight.
The enormous man, big enough to be two normal men, but average-sized for one Viking, raised his drinking horn high into the air. Ale slopped out of it and rained down on those sitting around the rough wooden table. Another man raised his hand.
Who are we fighting? Because we're not technically at war with anybody right now.
The enormous man paused, his red face screwed up in thought.
How about tonight we feast, tomorrow we go on a nice picnic?
The other Viking continued, mopping ale off his head with his sleeve.
I like picnics.
No, it's supposed to rain tomorrow, replied one with tufty hair tied back in pigtails.
What about tonight we feast, tomorrow we pick our toenails? Ha! After eating Ethel's cooking, it should be, tonight we feast, tomorrow we have toxic turnip breath, croaked a voice from the back.
Several people grumbled in agreement, then ducked as Ethel threw a ladle across the room. A Viking with a dark, brushy beard climbed ponderously to his feet and silenced the room with a loud burp.
Tonight we feast, tomorrow... We have an ultimate shin-kicking contest.
This suggestion received an enormous cheer. The air filled with ale foam and half-chewed food as cups and plates were tossed towards the rafters. Unnoticed by anyone, a pale, scruffy boy put down the tray he carried and ducked out of the door. The boy's name was Whetstone. It wasn't a very good name, and he didn't like it much, but it was all he had. Outside, the cool air tickled his white skin, making the hairs on his arms rise. Whetstone pulled his thin cloak around his shoulders and stepped away from the door. Cutting through the wispy clouds above him hung a bright yellow moon, giving him just enough light to see by. Behind him in the great hall of crud, the Vikings were still cheering. Whetstone had only been in the village for a couple of days, having managed to blag a job in the kitchens. It hadn't been hard. There wasn't exactly a queue to help clean up after Viking feasts, and trying to get grease stains off the ceiling was a nightmare. All Vikings were the same, finding any excuse to guzzle and gorge all night until their already pink, blotchy faces grew pinker and blotchier, and they all fell asleep under the table. Whetstone gazed up at the moon and grinned. They wouldn't be celebrating when they found out what his real plans were. A deathly white hand dropped onto Whetstone's shoulder, and his heart jumped into his mouth as he spun around.
"Oh, Valley, it's you," he sagged with relief.
The taller boy nodded at him.
"Come on, you know he doesn't like to be kept waiting."
He released Whetstone and headed away from the great hall, finding his way easily in the darkness.
"I couldn't get out earlier," Whetstone skipped after him. "I'm supposed to be working at the feast. I saw the cup, though."
Valley grabbed hold of Whetstone's tunic. In his free hand, a knife gleamed.
"I know Lightfinger thinks you're the one who's going to take it, but remember, I was here first."
He gave Whetstone a little shake.
"You're a nobody. We felt sorry for you, that was all."
The boy released Whetstone's tunic.
"Once you have the cup, you give it to me, understand?"
Whetstone brushed himself off. It was impossible to imagine that Valley, this boy with dark, sunken eyes and almost translucent skin, had been the one to convince him to leave home and join the thieves. It seemed unimaginable that he had been nice once. With a final look behind him, Valley led the way out of the village and moved towards a nearby thicket of trees. A flickering light appeared. It was the thieves' camp. Whetstone followed Valley towards the firelight, tripping as his two large boots caught in unseen rabbit holes and clumps of rough grass. They stepped into the circle of light. A shabby-looking man with overly large front teeth glanced up.